Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
All right, Rodney Stalvey of WGT. Get rid of that music. Of WGTN 107.5 News Talk in Myrtle Beach. Welcome, Rodney. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Mr. Sterling. How are you?
All right, now Rodney runs the affiliate in Myrtle Beach. He also owns the affiliate in Myrtle Beach. And you've been on the air how many hours this past week?
It's been so many, I don't know. And I need to correct you. Myrtle Beach is the area that we report our ratings, but we're actually licensed in Georgetown, South Carolina. Which
nobody gives a crap. You're in Myrtle Beach. No one cares where you're licensed, Rodney. Give me a freaking break. I'm not the FCC inspector. We're doing a show here. Do a show with me, Rodney. You're a showman.
Everybody in Georgetown is going to call me tomorrow and protest.
Your father bought you the station. Now let's behave here. Now listen, Rodney, earlier in the week on Tuesday when the governor declared a state of emergency, you were furious. Why were you furious?
Well, the storm wasn't here. The storm was in the middle of the Atlantic.
When he declares a state of emergency, because I've never lived through one, what happens? Tell us what happens.
Well, they closed everything. The banks closed. The post office closed, and to be honest with you, this is the first time I think that state government trumped the federal government. And, of course, they closed the banks, and they closed the post office, and it basically put a lot of businesses on hold. And, you know, that's, you know, when you have local businesses that, you know, bank from day to day and hopefully collect checks so they can pay the light bill, this is a real hardship.
After he declared a state of emergency, describe what Myrtle Beach and the surrounding community looked like. Did everybody leave like they were supposed to? Who hung out? Who ran the pizzeria? Exactly what happens in the community?
I posted a picture on the radio station's Facebook page, and that picture said it all. There wasn't one car on Front Street in downtown Georgia.
Not one car. And Myrtle Beach was empty. And Myrtle Beach was empty.
Myrtle Beach as well. And of course, I understand, you know, he's a politician, and he wants to try and do the right thing. But, you know, I just think this was a hasty decision.
After the hurricane hit Myrtle Beach and the surrounding area, and WGTN was covering it, 107.5, you, Rodney Stalvey, was running the radio station. Did you get any help, or were you on the air alone for how long?
I started getting ready Wednesday, and I got everything set, and on Friday I moved in at the radio station. And
you lived there.
And
you lived there. You lived at the station.
I was living at the radio station, and I bought some canned goods and bottled water, and I sat there, and I kept the weather and updates all night long, and then, of course, at 3 o'clock in the morning, the one piece of equipment that I depend on, which is our satellite dish, it failed me. So
why?
I ended up,
why did it fail?
This dates back to last year when all the broadcasters were forced to change from the old satellite to a new satellite, and apparently when they retuned the dishes, they didn't seal the connections and water got inundated to the antenna block and shorted out.
All right, now the owner-operator of WGTN 107.5 News Talk, once the hurricane hit, did you reconsider? Did you think, well, maybe the governor did the right thing?
You know, I'll never second-guess the governor. It would be best to make sure that no one was in harm's way. I can understand that. And so, but I'm entitled to grumble.
No, I insist that you grumble because it's a better show than if you're happy. Let me tell you here, Rodney.
Yeah.
Now I have some other questions. What is the status now of the North Carolina, South Carolina coast? The state of emergency has been withdrawn. It's been stopped. However, it's still raining and flooding is imminent. What's the situation right now? How can you? What would you report as the status now?
Well, the evacuation order was released at 9 a.m. this morning. And, of course, we got 8 inches of rain today. And the surrounding counties, Williamsburg County and Horry County, they're getting much more rain than we're getting. And they're anticipating, as a matter of fact, this flashing on the local television, flash flood warning for Georgetown County. All this is going to drain down to Georgetown and into the ocean. So I suspect we're going to probably see some more flooding.
In the flooding, there was a lot of speculation, especially in publications like the National Enquirer, that there might be poisonous super alligators. There might be strange snakes appearing out of nowhere. Have you seen any of that sort of wildlife?
No, but usually they get in their car and leave at the end of the summer.
And what do you think is going to happen next? Are most of the businesses in your area flooded? Have they been sandbagged properly? What's going to happen to the economy over the next few months? How fast do you think it's going to recover?
I think this is going to be to prove good for business, because people are going to want to come here and see Georgetown to see how we survived. So ultimately, I probably will be shaking hands with new visitors and welcoming them to our fair city.
Do you have a beach house?
No, I don't. I own a radio station.
Oh, right. You don't own a beach house. And the radio station, the photos that I saw on Facebook, it's a house, isn't it?
Yes, it's a two-story building, but it's actually a true blue bunker. So I would be willing to stay there during a Cat 3 storm.
Do you find, what I found amazing about the television coverage of this event was that nobody talked to somebody like you. I saw almost no local residents interviewed or talked to. I saw no local broadcasters interviewed. The few people I saw were from the Cajun Navy, so they were from out of town, and I'm sure you're not all thrilled that they are there. And I'm just a little shocked at how lousy the television coverage is, because I don't want to see a guy standing in a hurricane. I'd like to see the hurricane. How do you feel about that?
You know, I laughed when I saw the news coverage, and I missed my great opportunity because one of the local stations, they cut to one of the reporters too early, and she was chasing her hat down the street. And I missed my chance of recording that.
You did. You missed your chance. During the many, many hours as a great local broadcaster, this is a great local broadcaster you and I are talking to. We're talking to Rod Stalvey of WGTN 107.5 FM, the News Talk affiliate for Sterling on Sunday. WGTN. Rod, during the many hours that you broadcast, many things that you covered, do you recall any one incident, one item that came to you that was a little surprising or different or you didn't expect?
Yes. One afternoon at my studio when we were on Front Street, we had our studios there, someone came into the office and he was wearing khaki shorts and Doc Siders and a V-cut T-shirt and mirrored sunglasses. And he came up to me and I asked him, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I'm Oliver North." And he took his sunglasses off, and I looked at him and I said, "You certainly are."
Did you put him on the air?
I certainly did.
What'd you ask him?
Well, I asked him if it was true that on a couple of things, and he looked at me and he said, "No."
Just like that? No jokes? Nothing? All right,
no,
so
he's a very serious individual, but he asked me if I would be interested in doing his being an affiliate for his show when he had his him on radio, and I signed him in.
You got it. All right, this is Rod Stalvey, owner of WGTN 107.5 on the coast of South Carolina. And I have a question for you. Oh, no, I don't have a question. I want to just mention I had a Oliver North sighting and experience, and I'll never forget it. Now that you've met Oliver North, you remember those eyes, don't you? Those are steely blue, scary eyes. This is a man who has killed people. And I'm looking at him at dinner, and I had to ask him the question, which is, Oliver North, where do they hide the UFOs? And he didn't miss a beat. And he looked at me and he said, I'd tell you, but I'd have to kill you. Now, that's the first time anybody has said that to me who has actually killed people with their bare hands. It's a whole different experience when Oliver North says that to you. Well, Rod, anything else we need to know about where you live, coverage, the situation with the hurricane right now? Is the rain coming down now? You had 8 inches of rain today. I can't even imagine what that looks like. How much more rain do they expect?
I think we're going to see sunshine tomorrow, according to the latest weather forecast. And next thing we're going to be doing is getting out and fixing that satellite dish and then mowing grass.
Rod Stalvey, anytime you want to be on Sterling on Sunday, you just pick up the phone, let me know, and you will be on the show. I am so grateful that your radio station, WGTN 107.5 FM, clears our show, takes our show. You were an early supporter, and I am grateful to you, Rod. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being on my station.
An honor. All right, that's Rodney Stalvey, the owner of WGTN 107.5 on the coast of South Carolina. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Now, you may have heard some noise in the background. I broadcast from the laundry room of my home. That's the dryer. And the reason you hear the dryer, usually I turn it off, is because I have three daughters. And there are certain clothes that they have to have for school tomorrow. They have to have this clothes for school tomorrow. There's no way around it. And the only way it was going to get dry in time for school tomorrow was to play it during my show. was to run the dryer during my show. All right, we have too much to do tonight. Well, I want to congratulate the honor roads of the day. I-5 in California running through San Francisco, and I-40 through North Carolina, and Route 140 through North Carolina. If you're on I-40, if you're on Route 140, if you're on Interstate 5 in California, and you call 888-688-WALT, you get through first. You just say you're there. Plus, we have the Sterling Express. The Sterling Express. Where is the production for the Sterling Express? Here.
The Sterling Express. Sterling calls you.
When you call in, John Call will ask you if you want me to call you during the week. Because I'm only on once a week. And around Wednesday, I start doing the show in my house. And my wife says, don't do the show in the house. Do it on the air. But I can't do it on Wednesdays. I can't do it on Thursdays. However, I will call you. And we'll have a conversation during the week, and I will share with you the things that upset me. That's what I'll share with you, and we'll talk about them, and then we'll make them into a podcast. Speaking of podcasts, listen to me carefully. I do a podcast called Midnight Misfits. That's for you. Midnight Misfits. You can get it on iTunes, radio.com, all that stuff. SoundCloud. And I'm a little annoyed at the lack of support by my distribution network, which is Westwood One. I made this podcast as part of the deal. Well, you know, you can do this show on giant radio stations, and you need to make a podcast. You'll make more money from the podcast than from the giant radio stations. Now, I wasn't born 2 days ago, and I was born in Jersey, so I'm suspicious of anything like that. And they haven't supported it at all. There's been no press release about Midnight Misfits. They haven't put it on the Westwood One podcast platform. I wasn't in the podcast up front. And most of the people involved with the podcast, I got them their jobs. The least they could do is put it on the Westwood One podcast platform. I need you to listen to it. It's called Midnight Misfits, and let me know if I should keep doing it. Now, I love to do it because it's the only way you and I can communicate during the week. We have great feedback, great information, terrific engagement, and they're fun stories. I tell stupid stories. Everybody says, Drew, we really like it when you tell stories about your in-laws. They're all on the podcasts. They're all on the podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits. And let me know if you think I should keep doing them. Listen to it, download it, rate it. Let me know. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. The honor roads of the day, Route 140 in North Carolina and I-40 in North Carolina and I-5 in California. All right, coming up in just seconds, we have John Weatherby, meteorologist with complete weather for you in seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
I get my weather from the radio.
And Sterling on on Sunday, Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Hi, everyone. Yes, Rod, we'll see some sunshine tomorrow in the northeast corner of South Carolina, but Florence, of course, is our story as we're getting ready for the work week ahead. There are flash flood warnings all the way from the coast of North Carolina up to southern Virginia. An earlier flash flood emergency warning for Charlotte has now been lifted. That heavier rain band is headed northward. There are lots of flash flood warnings and watches all the way down the spine of the Appalachians through North Carolina and into South Carolina. And believe it or not, there are four tornado warnings that are about to expire. Look at the radar, and there's still some incredible heavy rain from Florence all the way across the middle of the state of North Carolina, from I-77 to the north near Mount Airy, for example, all the way down close to, well, Wilmington, North Carolina, where the storm came ashore, up through the Raleigh-Durham area. Still very heavy rain continuing to fall at this hour, and slowly that will pinwheel and weaken up into Virginia. So if you've got travel plans tomorrow anywhere through the Mid-Atlantic, be aware that that may affect airports at D.C., for example, or may eventually affect airports in the tri-state area. We're going to have to pay attention to this slow-moving storm, which will now pick up speed as it continues to move off to the north and east. The good news also here is that there's nothing behind Florence. There's not another named storm to worry about in the tropics. Isaac, in fact, has dissolved and is no longer a storm in the Caribbean, but a lot of the experts are keeping track of Isaac to see if that may reform later this week. And, of course, well, your local forecaster will keep you updated on that. There are other problems across the country I need to point out. Red flag warnings encompassed seven states out west today. We're now down to just four states, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, and portions of Wyoming under red flag warnings. Hot, dry conditions, low humidity, some late-day thunderstorms popping up, lightning starting new wildfires. The fire weather season continues just tragically out to the west. We'll keep an eye on that. Also point out that there's some cooler air that's starting to come this way through Canada, and that's going to change our forecast for a lot of folks as we go through the week. If you're traveling, if you're out working tomorrow, expect rain from New York City all the way down to Orlando, maybe some late-day thunderstorms, South Florida. There's also tropical moisture in southern Texas and portions of Louisiana and East Texas. But the leading edge of that cooler air is going to make it down to Minnesota. No, you don't need your sweaters just yet. But be aware, showers and thunderstorms for the Dakotas back towards the Chicago area. Our friends at WLS will see some rains Tuesday into Wednesday, and eventually that front will stall and shift off to the east. Very typical autumn pattern that's starting to get underway across the country, and that will start to change our forecast. So if you're south, of the Mason-Dixon line, hazy, hot, and humid with late-day thunderstorms, I'm afraid, will again be the forecast of the day. In Guam, mostly sunny, isolated showers, east winds 11 to 13, high of 89, heat index up to 102. Fairbanks, Alaska, mostly cloudy, light winds, a chance of early showers ending. High in Alaska, only 54. Hope it's warm and dry where you are, and our prayers to all our friends in the Carolinas with Florence. We'll be there to keep you updated as we go along. I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
Love American style. That's me.
Well, that's pretty good news. Here's some more good news.
I care about this city. I care about the future of the city. I care about our children. These are our children, and I care about their future, and I'll find ways to still put my thumb on the scale and tip it.
Rahm Emanuel announcing he isn't running again for mayor of Chicago. Every single WLS 890 listener is thrilled. Now, I did a whole 15 minutes on Ron and Manuel last week and how great it was that he was leaving, and you didn't get to hear it. Why? Technical problems. If you'd like to hear my deep thoughts on Ron Emanuel not running again, you can hear them on the Midnight Misfit podcast that comes out this week. And I want you to listen to that podcast and let me know if you want me to keep doing them. Because I've had no support from my distribution network, none. I did it because they said do it, and then I started doing them, and I love to do it. And I get great feedback, and it's a great way for you and I to stay in touch during the week. Midnight Misfits, that's the name of the podcast. It's at iTunes and TuneIn and iHeartRadio and Stitcher. Wait, thousands of them. It's on thousands of platforms, but Which one is it not on? It's not on the Westwood One platform. Isn't that amazing? It's just amazing.
The Sterling Express. Sterling calls you.
All right, when you call in, you can let John Cole know whether or not you'd like me to call you during the week. Because my wife says, don't do the show in the house. Just don't do the show in the house. Do it on the air. But I only get to do it once a week. And I love to talk to you. We have a great time when we talk. Now, as you know, I'm obsessed with many of the problems in retail. I spend time at Walmart. I do all the food shopping. I do all the shopping in our house. And by the way, you guys let me know if this is overmodulating because I can't tell. And I do all the shopping for our house. And I have many retail questions. And there's Dan Thomas, marketing expert and small business expert and small business developer. And welcome, Dan. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Finally, you get to be on a big network show.
Well, Walter, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate that.
Well, you're very lucky. Very few people make the grade. Usually you have to be an alien. You have to be a space alien or a lesbian to get on this show. This is a great threshold you have crossed, and I congratulate you. And coming up in just seconds, we're going to hear Florida stories. But Dan Thomas, I have some very specific retail questions.
Sure.
They're not going to be the official type that you get at conferences and very serious economists ask about. You're not going to get them. Now, in July, the numbers went up for retail 0.1%, which gave a year total increase of 6.4% since this time last year. That's an incredible increase. That's
yes,
a whole economy. That's like the economy of Hungary. And it's an enormous increase. But, you know, day to day, when I'm facing the retail dilemmas, here are my problems. Problem number one is when I go to Dollar Tree, the price of everything is a dollar. When I go to Dollar General or Family Dollar, the signs say a dollar and more. Now, isn't a dollar and more just a store?
Well, yes and no. It all depends on how they acquire their merchandise. Dollar General, Dollar Tree, some of these dollars, well, that we have down here, it's all how they buy it, how they can logistically handle it.
Where are you located, Dan? Yeah. Where are you located?
I am located in Ponte Vedra, Florida.
So you have no state you have no state income tax, and you have to go to supermarkets called Piggly Wiggly.
Well, no, we don't have Piggly Wiggly.
You don't?
No, we don't. Many years ago, but they closed up. The competition grocery chain is very, very fierce here in North Florida.
All right, let's talk about this weird thing that's happened in grocery stores. This thing where for many years I lived in Manhattan, and the smallest grocery store and the biggest ones all had delivery. They all had delivery. The biggest supermarkets and the tiniest little mom and pops all had delivery. I move out of Manhattan, and delivery is like this bizarro world foreign concept. Instead of having delivery, they have something, again, that I'm like, really? It's called in-store pickup. Where I'm supposed to get online, I'm supposed to own a $2,000 computer, I'm supposed to know how it works, put in my credit card, which half the time is declined because I have the wrong CID number or the wrong zip code. I put in that, and now I spend a half hour ordering online, hoping that the shopping cart doesn't vanish. Then, this is like a bad cartoon, it's like Soviet delivery. Then I'm supposed to get in my car, drive my car to the store, and go to a place where the sign says in-store pickup. Now, when I get into Walmart or Target and I go to the in-store pickup counter, it's dark. There's no one there. I have to ring a bell. I have to shout for somebody. Oh, Joe's in the back. Then Joe comes out. I was on my break. What did you order? Do you have your receipt? Yes. Oh, it's missing that number. I get the number. I call home. What's that number? I give Joe the number. And now he spends a half hour in the back. How the hell is this a convenience?
Well, it's a convenience for them because what you have done is you've consolidated your order. You've already paid for it. It's just a matter of you taking it from the store to the parking lot, loading it in your car, and going about your merry way. As far as customer service goes, you know, you are just one of so many. If you don't like it, well, that's your problem. So many of the stores that we have done sampling on to see what not to do. It's so important in the retail e-commerce area. It's so important that you know more, not what you know what not to do versus what do I do. And customer service is abysmal, no matter where you go, whether it's Walmart, whether it's even Best Buy. I have found Best Buy to be mediocre to okay. If you hit them at a good time when there's no one in the store and the sales clerks are sitting around shooting rubber bands at each other, in case you get hit by a ricochet rubber band, they'll come over and help you out. But
all right,
pretty much, it's like they're doing you a favor to wait.
Yeah, it's like they're doing us a favor. Now, here's Dan Thomas, marketing expert, an expert in businesses. If you have stories about your recent retail experience, if you have questions for Dan Thomas, who's an expert on stores and dealing with retail, the number is 888-688-WALT. I'm live at 43 past the hour, which means it's 3:43 p.m. in Guam. We're on the point in Guam where they just had typhoons all this week. 888-688-WALT. I want to hear about your angst and your pain in retail situations. Dan's here. He can put perspective on it. I love having a retail expert on. Dan Thomas, marketing expert and small business expert. He's also helped small businesses develop, and the number is 888-688-WALT. Here's my big question.
Okay.
One of the prevailing myths is that the trouble with brick-and-mortar stores is Amazon, and I believe that only a very tiny part of the brick-and-mortar store problem is Amazon. I think a bigger problem for brick-and-mortar stores, follow along, is the Apple Store, because the Apple Store all showed us, it revealed to us how it could be done, the right way to do retail. What happens when you and I walk into the Apple Store, Dan? We are swarmed by experts, swarmed by people happy to see us. What do you need? What are you looking for? How can I help you today? Oh, talk to Joe. Talk to Mary. Let me walk you to Susan. She's the expert on that. And then this is their genius. And this is the total fail of Macy's and Sears and JCPenney's. Every single employee at the Apple Store has a handheld device on their belt that can check me out instantly when I say I want to buy this. Oh, okay, do you want the receipt emailed or do you want me to print it out for you? Boom, and we're out. Meanwhile, 4 days later, somebody will show up at the cash register at Macy's. That's my opinion, Dan. What do you think?
Wow, you got 4-day turnaround. That's great. I have noticed that. That the Apple Store is sort of like you walk in the showroom of a new car department, and you want to just browse, you just want to see a new car, you are immediately hit with a swarm of locust salesmen. I mean, they are hungry because they're told you will service the customer, you will leave no customer unattended. You get them now or you don't get them at all. It's kind of a variation of the IRS principle that says collect the tax now, we may not be able to later. But in the other retail stores...
But why don't other retail stores copy the checkout system of the Apple Store? Because the biggest obstacle between me buying something and taking it home is that cash register at Sears or Macy's, where sometimes or Walmart, where sometimes I just say, forget it.
Mm-hmm. Well, compare the two. The Apple Store, you're not going to walk in the Apple Store and buy apples and oranges and pears. You know, you have a very niche product line. It's technology products, from cell phones to laptops to, whatever, accessories like power cords and stuff like that. When you go into the Walmarts of the world, or you go into just the Sears Roebuck, forget them, but you have other stores of equivalent to Walmart, you have an expanded product line, okay? There's no particular product that is being sold. It's a shotgun. It's like you walk into this warehouse of everything under the sun that you could ever want. They don't have experts that can help you. These people are, you know, they're $15 an hour if they're lucky. Most of them are like $10 to $12 an hour.
Yeah, but they're just not doing their job. There's Joe in Atlantic City. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, talking to Dan Thomas, expert in retail. Welcome, Joe. How are you at 888-688-WALT? Hi, Joe.
I'm happy as a pig in slop. They say the best for last, you, Walter, because they have inundated this station with different hosts I've never heard of. And I know you, because you filled in for another, can I say his name?
Jim Bohannon.
You know, right. You and Dominic from Philly and the other host.
But I'm better than Dom.
I'm so happy as
that's
a
what
in
I
slop
said.
Here. Well, I'll tell you. Wow.
Do you know what else? Do you know what else, Joe? You know what else, Joe? I'm from Jersey, and I'm so happy that this radio station is now part of Sterling on Sunday. We have a brand new affiliate in Atlantic City. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What would you like to ask the retail expert?
Just may I ask you, where are you at right now? What state?
I'm in the laundry room of my home.
What state's
and,
that?
And Dan's in Florida.
You're what in what state?
I'm in the laundry room of my home. My laundry room can be anywhere. It could be anywhere. Thank you very much for your call. 888-688-WALT. Eugene, welcome to Sterling on Sunday with Dan Thomas, retail expert.
Hello.
Hi, Eugene.
Hi. It's great to talk to you.
And you're
awesome.
And you.
I love your program. It's fantastic. I have
Thanks,
a question
Eugene.
For the retail guy.
Yes.
Okay. What is going on with some of these retail shops? It's not just during the storm now, but some of them let people come in and steal from them, and they don't prosecute. They don't want the cops, you know, arresting them. They just let them come in and grab anything and run. And even when it's being telecast on television, you know, live broadcast, and the cops are standing there being told not to do anything. What does he think of that?
Dan Thomas, well, retail expert, what do you think of that sort of pilfering?
That sort of pilfering, not unusual, costs money to prosecute people. And a lot of the stores don't want their personnel tied up testifying in court. They don't want to, in a sense, project a where the establishment type image. Everybody's so image conscious these days. Like I say, there's various reasons, but mainly it's that the stores fear retaliation, that if I arrest, you know, if you come in and pilfer from my store and I prosecute you, I have you arrested, well, okay, you're probably not going to draw a heavy sentence. You might get probation at best. Maybe you serve 3 months in prison or you know, the county jail or prison farm, something like that. You're going to be out. And now I'm concerned about, are you going to come back, you know, hostile? You're going to walk in with a 9mm and take out 4 or 5 of my employees. And then you have the cost of if I have to send employees to testify, I have to pay those employees. And if I'm a small to medium merchant, the loss of those employees can mean now I have to bring in additional people or I have to give reduced service based on the fact that I don't have sufficient personnel available. So there's any number of reasons. And plus, most people, you know, they think, well, I'll just claim it on insurance. So I'm always suspicious of the insurance claims from theft that get filed. Do they get inflated 20 or 30% to cover?
Oh, Dan, yeah. I'm sure they do. This is Dan Thomas, a marketing expert. He's been with us tonight. He's answering my very favorite retail questions, and I'm very grateful to you. Dan Thomas, thank you so much for being on Sterling on Sunday. I'm going to put information about how to get in touch with Dan at the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Now, welcome, WPG, 104.1 FM in Atlantic City. Welcome, 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 WPG, a town square radio station, which is right down the road from New Jersey 101.5, and we'd be very happy to be on there, too. I'm Walter Sterling. Coming up in just seconds, Florida stories. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Love American style. That's me.
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me?
And on a star-spangled night, my love, you can rest.
Did Bob Grant ever do this? Dom Giordano ever do this? Steve Dahl? Well, Steve Dahl might do this. When I put together the show, I sit in my studio for 2 hours before I go on the air, just to torture the people I work with. And in that process, I listen to music to get myself in the zone. I listen to the same song over and over and over again. For an hour, I listen to Eternal Flame by the Bangles. And then I came across Love America Style, the sitcom from the 70s, the theme song. And I listened to that over and over again, and I thought you needed to hear that. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I used to be a suit. Now I'm a talk show host. I used to earn a lot of money. Now I earn nothing. Revenue share, Walter. Good plan. And make a podcast. I didn't need hobbies. I need a job. Now, I'm broadcasting from the laundry room of my home. And that means you hear the dryer. Why is the dryer running during a network radio show? I'll tell you. It's because I have three daughters. School is tomorrow, and they waited way too long to do their laundry. Now you and I have to share the drying cycle of my daughter's laundry. And coming up in just seconds, when I prep the show and I put it together, too many of the wacky stories that I enjoy sharing with you come out of the state of Florida. And therefore, I said, you know, rather than me just pulling these up every week, let me get an expert. Let me get somebody who just assembles Florida stories. So we have a Florida editor. We have a Florida editor, and I'll have Florida stories for you coming up in seconds. But what I want to talk to you about is landlord horror stories. I want to hear about trouble that you've had with your landlord.
You're saying you've got no lease, you've got no commercial lease, no residential lease. Well, why don't you get off?
888-688-WALT. Line up. Let's hear your trouble with landlord stories. 888-688-WALT. Sterling. On Sunday.
I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays, and this is Florida Stories. Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, you'd think I'd run out of stories? No, no. Entire forests have been wiped out by the paper I've wasted in Florida Stories I didn't use. So let's get started with this week.
Hold my beer.
Well, in Sarasota, a thrift store employee was going through a big old plastic tote, and he found almost 5 pounds of marijuana.
Smoke weed every day.
Now, I imagine Cheech over here is either extremely charitable but horribly misled about how the donation process works, or what's probably the more likely scenario, some idiot grabbed the wrong tote. When he gets to the next drug deal, why does he just have a case full of old blue jeans and a Ghostbusters 2 t-shirt? He's in big trouble.
Hold my beer.
Florida mom beats up her 12-year-old son for not doing his homework, according to cops. And this one got caught on video. Dad was videoing this at the house. Apparently, he has her slapping around the kiddo, slapping around the siblings, and slapping him around a couple times. Actually beat him with a video game controller. Very Florida of you. And if you're interested in playing your own personal game of racial bingo, her name is Charlene Hidalgo. Go stew on that. Is that not the perfect Florida name for you? But Charlene's in a tough position. You know, if you don't take any interest in your kid's education and you don't force them to do their homework, you're a bad parent. But then all of a sudden, if you do, you know, she just can't win, can she?
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going down to Ocala. A Florida couple was arrested last week after they were allegedly caught selling drugs out of a drive-thru window they constructed out of the side of their mobile home. This is like 4 degrees of Florida. This is amazing. Selling drugs, living in a mobile home. You're so lazy that you can't even have the people come into your living room. You just want them to drive around. And you should see the mugshots. This girl, what is wrong with me? This woman's beautiful. It gets worse.
Hold my beer.
We go to Land O'Lakes, Florida. Is that where they make the butter? Pasco County Sheriff's Detectives arrested inmate Billy. This is the most evil thing you're going to hear all day. Sometimes Florida's lighthearted and goofy or whimsical. This is scary stuff. This guy's in jail for doing untoward things toward a minor. Can we just leave it at that? And if that wasn't enough, when he got in jail, he was trying to convince his celly to kill her and her family so he could get off on the charges. This has to be like in the top 10 most evil people on the planet. Good Lord. Do we have a better one? Yeah, it gets better.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
A Florida woman's home was shot up after she leaves negative reviews about a restaurant on Facebook. The restaurant owner's son was driving an SUV and shot the home about three times before driving away. All of this was over a dispute on Facebook. She said the restaurant workers were unnecessarily rude. Well, I say they're a lot worse than that. You know, unnecessarily rude, that's really lowballing attempted murder. She had no idea how bad these people were. Should have kept her mouth shut. Just go to a different restaurant.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
You know, I remember one time when I was growing up, my dad woke me up early and we go down fishing at the creek. And this one day he slipped on a mud patch and just fell in the creek. It's a great father-son memory here. Well, in Florida, it's a little different. Tampa Bay Times are reporting that William Porter of Zephyrhills is charged with second-degree murder. And in a Florida twist on the story, he wakes his daughter up early one day. Hey, honey, you awake? Come on, get up. We got to go bury a body. You know, it's just another one of those wacky father-son kind of things or father-daughter moments. Just a little more Florida than what we're used to.
Hold my beer.
Finally.
Check
this one out. A massage therapist arrested for sexual assault in Port Charlotte. All right, Florida. We're hitting on a good one here, right? Charlotte County, Florida. After a hard day of work, a local businessman strolls into the massage parlor. Been there before? Asks for his favorite masseuse. Falls asleep, probably having some good dreams. When he wakes up, he finds the masseuse massaging the most important body part a man has. One problem, the masseuse is a dude. One little detail takes the best story of the day and makes it absolutely horrifying. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. If you have any comments or stories, springrockmedia@gmail.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right. They're very big, official, serious people talk shows. They don't give you anything like that. Let me just check something. Are all the grown-ups in bed? Oh, thank God. It's just you and me. Means that I get to tell you my stories and you get to tell me yours, and we don't have to worry about the grown-ups and the serious people, all the serious people who want to scream at the Democrats. Coming up, I'm going to share with you some really interesting information about memory. There are fascinating stories about memory and how memory works, and I never hear those conversations. But believe it or not, I happen to be an expert on how memory works. I've studied it the way few have. And it's fascinating what I've learned, and I think you'll find the information to be pretty interesting, coming up in just seconds. But right now, I want to talk to you about landlords. Let's talk about landlords, because right before you go to sleep, that's what you and I think about.
So what's the issue? You were supposed to be moved out 3 days ago because I ended your lease.
How can you just end somebody's lease?
Because I gave you a note, a letter that we were ending your lease because you weren't happy with living here.
I wasn't happy with living with bugs for 4 months that are coming in from the neighbor's filthy apartment.
There's nothing connecting you from that apartment to their apartment.
Absolutely there is.
Absolutely.
Share a wall
nothing.
And you went over there and told them to clean their mess, and amazingly...
I've never told them to do anything.
Actually,
they've been tenants for mine for over 10 years.
Okay, well, if you feel like you can just end my lease based on a mood swing, you're wrong. So if you want to end my mood swing,
and then you accuse me of getting rid of your bugs when we're cleaning an apartment upstairs.
If you would like,
I mean, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
If you would like to end my lease, and you need to do it in a legal manner,
I gave you notice.
Okay,
30 days notice. That's what it says on the lease.
Okay, well, you know what? That's not how you evict somebody from a legal lease agreement.
Honey, I've been doing this for 40 years.
I know, you say that often.
You're an attorney now?
You say that often. So what are you going to do next, Susan?
Do you know in most cities that if you're evicted by the marshal or the sheriff and you have cats or dogs, that you cannot take the cats or dogs with you? Here's what happens. The marshal or the sheriff takes the cats or dogs to the pound, to the ASPCA, depending on the city, and you have to go to the pound and reclaim your own animals. Plus, they will spay and neuter them if you haven't done it. They will put chips in them if you haven't done it. They will give them rabies shots, whether or not they've had them. They don't know if they pad them. They don't know if they have chips. They just do it, and you get a bill to go pick up your cats after having the horror show of being evicted. You have to pay $100-$200 just to pick them up from the ASPCA. Your horror stories with your landlords. I'm going to share with you my current horror story with my landlord. I rent because I'm in show business. And because I'm in show business, I'd be an idiot to buy a house. Anybody in show business, here's the joke. Here's the joke. You get a job at a radio station or a TV station, and then you're there a couple months. You're starting to feel pretty good. I feel pretty secure. I think they like me here. That's the delusion of all talent. The delusion of all talent is, yeah, they like me. The other delusion is, they'll let me out of the contract. No problem. All right. The delusion is the delusion of security. At some point, anybody on the radio or TV thinks, well, they like me now. I can buy a house. The minute they buy the house, they get fired. That's how you know somebody's going to get fired in radio or TV. They buy the house. No, I only rent. I've rented all my life. In my life, usually, I've seen my landlord in some places maybe once every 2 years. In other places, I've never seen my landlord, and it's better that way. It's better to have the delusion when you rent that you don't actually have a landlord. That gives you the sense of freedom. My current landlord, I don't understand why he does this. This is a mystery to me, and it bothers me. I live in a single-family house. I'm in the laundry room. I think the dryer stopped. Let me kick the dryer because it's supposed to be running. Hold on. All right. And because I'm drying my kids' clothes. They're going to school tomorrow. They want their clothes for tomorrow, and they didn't do it early enough, so I have to dry their clothes during the show. So this landlord that we've got now, with my much younger, very beautiful, never suffering wife, my three daughters, my cat, here's the deal. He mows the lawn. He insists on mowing the lawn himself. He mows the lawn himself. About every 10 days he comes to our house. I find this incredibly disturbing. I don't want my landlord mowing my lawn. I've never seen anything like it. Now, he's not a poor guy. It isn't like this is his house and he lives next door in the garage. No, this guy's got a bunch of house, successful career. He's not a laborer. He's a programmer, not in radio. And he mows our lawn. Why does he mow our lawn? Would you please explain this to me? 888-688-WALT. The dryer didn't go on. Hold on a second. I got to kick the dryer again to make it go on. And he's going to have to deal with that. All right. I have to run this during the show because the kids need their clothes for tomorrow. Anyway, he mows the lawn himself. Why does he mow the lawn himself? It bothers me. It disturbs me. It's a little creepy. And my 15-year-old daughter's like, it's a little creepy that he's mowing the lawn himself. But I've had other landlords in the past that wanted us out of an apartment. They hired people to live in the apartment below us, pretending to be dental students, so they were up all night. But in fact, they were banging on the ceiling all the time to get us to leave. And I had a baby. I had a 2-year-old baby. They were banging on the ceiling to get us to move out of there, banging on the ceiling. And then they'd make random, it was in the biggest apartment complex in the world. It was in New York City. And then they'd make random visits that I believe were installing bugs and security cameras to watch us. That's what I think. But they had all kinds of wacky rules. But now my problem with my landlord is that he wants to mow the lawn himself. And in fact, my wife, for reasons that remain a mystery, one day mowed the lawn. The next day he showed up to mow the lawn, and what happened? And she said, well, I felt like mowing the lawn. I don't know what overcame her. She never feels like doing the dishes, but for some reason she felt like mowing the lawn. She mows the lawn, and he's mad. He's mad that she did it, rather than saying, hey, thanks, that's really nice of you. But the landlord horror stories that everybody I know has is profound, and I want to know your landlord horror story. Here's your number, 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in gets two questions. One, you're going to get to play a memory game with me, because I want to demonstrate something about memory. There's an amazing phenomena in everyone's memory that we'll get to share when you call in. And then You get to win a prize announcement by guessing the mystery voice. Would you like to hear the mystery voice to tease you?
You know what, though? You know what my wife doesn't realize, though? Is that she calls me Mama, too.
If you can guess the mystery voice, you win a prize announcement. Here's your phone number. It's 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Coming up in just seconds, John Weatherby will have a detailed weather forecast for you. He's the Sterling on Sunday official meteorologist. Oh, my gosh. All the grown-ups are in bed. This is Sterling on Sunday.
You know, you're watching these hurricanes now, and it's really, it's hard, especially while promoting this movie, not to feel Mother Nature's rage.
Mother Nature's rage, her revenge against us for gosh knows what. Now, what I want to talk to you about tonight is trouble with your landlord. Let me share three quick things that I've had trouble with my landlord. Number one, in my whole life of renting, never once have I actually gotten the security deposit back. They always make up some mysterious repairs that had to be made. Never gotten the security deposit back. I had one landlord who lived below me who cooked meth. He was cooking cocaine night and day. The stench of cooking cocaine is unlike anything you could imagine, but the weirdest one ever that I had. There was a landlord who lived below me in a three-story walk-up who was a part of a very famous and wealthy gay couple. And they owned the nastiest German Shepherd you ever saw. And the deal was with one member of the couple, the younger member, I'm telling you the truth. He never wore a shirt. That was the deal he had to have free room and board. He never wore a shirt. Every time I came downstairs, the kid was standing in the hallway, chain smoking, no shirt on, and the vicious dog was ready to attack me. This was some life. I want to hear about trouble with your landlord. Everybody who calls in gets to play a memory game with me. Plus, we get to guess the mystery voice and win a prize announcement. Here's my phone number. It's 888-688-WALT. I am live. All these clowns you listen to on the other stations with the Gold Show and the Mutual Bond Show and those horrible FM music stations, they all pre-recorded it on Wednesday. They're at home, stoned out of their minds asleep. You and I, we're driving the 18-wheeler, Keith Mortensen. We're driving the 18-wheeler, and we're live. And my number is 888-688-WALT. There's John Weatherby with the weather. Hey, John, great job this week, by the way. Terrific
Thank
job.
Thank you. Thank you, Walter. And let's talk about the roads those 18-wheelers need to watch out for, especially because of Florence. That's part of this report. It starts with I-95, of course, going through North Carolina. We'll continue to watch that. Once you get up to Virginia, you're in pretty good shape. But Interstate 85 crossing Carolina, Interstate 81 coming up through Carolina and into Virginia. There's flash flood watches that follow almost all the way to Pennsylvania. In fact, every major community in North Carolina is under some kind of flood advisory, watch, or warning tonight, except Charlotte. They just went to a watch. So Florence is going to continue to have an incredible impact on that part of the world for not days, but for weeks. So we'll continue to talk about that. Speaking of impacts, we want to mention the typhoon that passed Guam this time last week, became a super typhoon across the Philippines, Hong Kong, landfall into China, 162-mile-an-hour winds. Unfortunately, the death toll is going to be incredible there as well. It's certainly interesting how the world's tropical oceans are certainly very active right now, but they all look like they're going to be quiet for just a little period of time. And I think you will join me in saying, boy, isn't that good news. Red flag warnings continue out west. There's more fire weather we're going to have to watch out for. But otherwise, across the country, we're in pretty good shape. Real quickly, what do you expect for tomorrow? If you're in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Virginia, down through the Carolinas, from Washington, D.C., commuting into Philadelphia, WPHT, up to New York, you should expect rain on the roads. That's the remnants of Florence, which will move north into of the New England area on Tuesday, and then offshore, lots of sunshine the rest of the way up and down the East Coast, except for Florida. They'll get some late-day showers and thunderstorms. But a new system is going to come into the country middle of the week from Canada. Some cooler air is expected this time, though the front won't quite make it as far south as we'd like, but we do see quite a bit of moisture working its way across the northern tier of states, eventually plugging into some Gulf moisture by the end of the week. Friends, there's nothing named out there right now, so we're in pretty good shape on that. It's hot and humid south, maybe a little more comfortable if you're farther to the north. Hope you have a great week. It's meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday. Walter?
I'm Walter M. Sterling, and your phone number is 888-6... Look at those phones ringing. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Warminster, Pennsylvania's Bill Hess. I am so grateful to you, Bill Hess, who runs WMAL, a great radio station, and Peter Bolger at WLS in Chicago, and the master of the universe, my manager, Craig Kitchen. He calls, people jump. All right, let's talk about your landlord horror stories. 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter M. Sterling.
Well, why don't you get off?
Because I'm running a business here.
But you have no lease. You're saying you've got no lease whatsoever.
I have asked for a lease on many occasions, but Mr. Stanton,
you've been here 11 years and you haven't sorted that out?
He hasn't. He keeps refusing to give me a lease.
Yes, I've had trouble with my landlords. One evicted me with paperwork. The other evicted me with a marshal. That's right. A marshal shows up with a gun and a bunch of guys to evict you, and they take your pets. I want to hear about your trouble with landlords. 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday. Christy, welcome. Listening on WBAP. How are you, Christy?
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hello?
Yes, Christy. Hi.
Hi there. Sorry, had a connectivity issue for a minute. I was calling because I've actually had a couple bad landlords. Second to last one, long story short. I was in my young 20s. I looked at several apartments in the same day because I was on a time crunch to find one, and some of them were offering incentives like free cable or free water, stuff like that. And I guess it's my fault. I completely thought that this place I was living in was free water. I never got a water bill or anything. So 10 months into my lease, I get an eviction notice on my door, and it's saying that I owe back rent, this and that, yada, yada, yada. Come to find out, because I was supposed to be paying a water bill, they were taking my money and putting it towards the water first and then making my rent late. And they did this for 10 straight months before ever notifying me of any sort of issue. And then they just wanted to evict me. Luckily, I was able to, you know, go and resolve most of it with them. However, at the end of the day, they still forgot to pull my paperwork out of the file for eviction that went to court that day. So I still had the court marshal coming up to my door, trying to get me out of the apartment.
Were you living alone?
And I was,
turn off your radio. Tell everybody
female.
To turn off the radio. Turn off your radio, Christy. Were you living alone?
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank goodness that there weren't kids involved.
Yeah.
Now, I have a Now I want you to play a memory quiz with me, okay? Play a memory quiz with me. You ready? Christy, I'd like you to name all the brands of deodorants that you can think of. All the brands of deodorants. Just name as many as you can.
Okay. Menin, Dove, Schick, Teen Spirit. What's that one? I can't think. It's a men's one. It's the one my husband uses. Axe, I believe. Old Spice. I think that's Suave. I think that's all I got.
No, that's great. That's six, and I really appreciate your call. Would you like to guess the mystery voice? I'll explain the memory question in a second. Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
You know what,
voice?
Though? You know what my wife doesn't realize, though? Is that she calls me Mama, too.
Who do you think that is?
Oh, I'm not sure.
That's okay. I really appreciate the call. Thank you so much for listening on WBAP to Sterling on Sunday. Pam in Indiana, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Bad landlord stories, 888-688-WALT. Hi, Pam.
Hi. I have two. One is referring to me as of now. I live in an apartment complex for 7 years now. I am blind, and I have been harassed many, many times from a couple of residents here. I mean, I've had my door egged. I've had nasty notes put on my door. We have a lobby that has furniture There's two individuals that keep moving it, and they're caught on camera, but this place will not do anything about it. So I guess I'm just waiting for myself to get hurt before they will do anything. Then there was a lady that was only here for 6 months, and she signed a lease, and she has a, you know, we have a pet deposit there. Well, she moved in, she's got two pets, and she signed everything and that, blah, blah, blah. Well, 6 months later, we get a new office manager, and she invalidates, and, you know, she voids her current lease and tells her that it's invalid from the last landlord and writes her up a new one to specify that she has two pets, and it's two pet deposits. So it's two deposits for, you know, one for each pet. So she just snuck out in the middle of the night here a couple of weeks ago. She said, that's it. So it's like, well, how can they do that? You know, tear up an existing lease and write you up another one.
Well, these are scum of the earth. Most landlords are scum of the earth. Now, Pam, I appreciate you coming forward and telling us this story. I'm Walter Sterling in the laundry room. Now, Pam, I have a memory test question for you. Would you like to play this?
Sure.
All right. I want you to name, by the way, that noise you hear, that's my dryer. I have three young daughters. Okay. They have school tomorrow. And they didn't do their laundry on time, so they have to run the dryer during my show. All right, Pam, name all of the shampoos you can think of, whether you use them or not. Name all the shampoos you can think of.
VO5, Herbal Essence, Dove, Head and Shoulders, Suave. That's all I can think of.
All right, you named five. You named five shampoos. Okay. Pam, I really appreciate you listening to Sterling on Sunday. I hope you like my show. You like my show?
Yeah, I do. I've just recently started listening to it for about a little over a month now.
Well, I appreciate that. I've just recently started listening to you, Pam. Thank you very much for your call. 888-688-WALT. I'm going to play a memory game with you. Our first person who played the game was able to get five deodorants. By the way, there are 48 deodorants in most supermarkets. There are over 50 different brands of shampoo, and Pam just was able to name five of them. It's an interesting memory game, and I'll reveal the reason for the memory game coming up in just seconds. 888-688-WALT. Now, you and I can stay in touch during the week. At Facebook, Walter M. Sterling is my Facebook page. Plus, right now, on Twitter, I'm putting out secret messages that you can only get on Twitter during my show, where you hear my deep thoughts. Plus,
the Sterling Express. Sterling calls you.
I call you during the week because I only get to do the show once a week, and I really enjoy talking to you. And then during the week, I get ideas. I have deep thoughts during the week that I want to share, and my wife won't let me share them in the house. Do the show on the radio. Don't bother us with your show. But I'm not on Wednesdays or Thursdays or Fridays or Saturdays. I've tried to get on Saturdays for Carrie Behegan, just for Carrie, but nobody has allowed me to do it. It's a mystery, isn't it? Right now, you and I are talking about trouble with our landlords, trouble with our landlords. And I've had doozies. I was evicted at gunpoint where they seized my pets. I have been evicted nicely. And then the weirdest thing, I had a landlord who was senile, and he imagined that we hadn't paid the rent. He imagined it. How do I know? Because I get an eviction notice 2 days after I had paid the rent. What did it say? Rent not paid, due 2 days ago. I get a legal eviction notice for being 2 days late with the rent on an otherwise perfect payment record. I call him up. I say, you know, here's the receipt. And I emailed him the receipt. And then you know what he said? He said, oh, I didn't check the account. What? Yeah, I just felt you hadn't paid the rent. I mean, you just felt. There's Judy in Texas. Do you have a stupid joke for us, Judy? Hi.
What do you mean stupid? I have good jokes.
Judy, tell us one of your stupid jokes. Tell us a joke.
Well, okay, I'll tell you about my joke. Since I watched football today, there's a guy that takes his girlfriend to see her first football game, and they have Rugged Caesar behind their team's bench. And after the game, the boyfriend asked her about her experience, and she says, "Oh, it was great. I love all the tight rear ends and big muscles, but I don't understand why they would kill each other over 25 cents. And he says, "What are you talking about?" And she says, "Well, at the beginning of the game, they flip the coin. Then for the rest of the game, they're running around chasing each other, saying, get the quarterback. I'm like, hello, it's only 25 cents.
Judy, that's terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I like you very best.
But what if I was just a mess?
I'd still think I was blessed.
Do you like me in the morning?
Darling, I am yearning.
At night when I am tossed and turning.
My feet, my heart, you're warming.
Do you like me when it's raining?
I like you night and day.
And will you stay when I am aching?
You'll always be my baby.
Tell me if it's true.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
You know, you're watching these hurricanes now, and it's hard, especially while promoting this movie, not to feel Mother Nature's rage.
Oh, thank God Jennifer Lawrence explains the hurricanes for us. Now let's talk a minute about memory. There's this business where Judge Kavanaugh, Federal Judge Kavanaugh, is up to be a Supreme Court justice, right? And out of nowhere, a woman from high school claims that he attacked her viciously, physically, in a sexual way. And she's sending out these letters, and she's, you know, first she had suppressed the memory for years, and then in 2012 she confessed it to her therapist and her psychiatrist and marital counseling with her husband. She came out with her name. She said when it happened, he was 17, she was 15. He was drunk out of his mind, she said. We just did a memory game. And if you want to do it, you can. It's a great game to play with your friends. You can never fail at this game. It turns out that if I say to you, name all the shampoos that you use, you're going to have a tough time getting to 7. Or if I say to you, name all the shampoos, all the deodorants, all the automobile tires, all the different types of cereals, any product that you use every day, that you've used all your life, if I were to say to you, name 7 brands of cereal, 7 types of cereal, unless you work in the cereal industry, you're going to come up with 4, 5, or 6. Meanwhile, there are 40 on the shelves. There are 50 on the shelves, but our brains seem to only be able to remember 7 items in any given product category. Try it with your friends, try it at a party, try it at a bar, try it at a dinner. It works every time. I have done it in front of thousands of people. It's how I usually start off my speech. When I give speeches about branding and how to build your business, I usually start off by saying, let's name all the shampoos you can think of, whether you can name them or not. Because everybody thinks their product's very important. Everybody knows their radio station, their TV station, their car, their bank, whatever. Name all the banks you can think of. You know what? Most people are going to come up with 5, 6, or 7. How did they find this out? Well, it turns out in about 1890, this research was done for the first time. It was done by the phone company, because the phone company had to figure out how many numbers they could use in a phone number that we could remember. And they tested and tested and found out the most numbers in a phone number that most people could remember was 7. That's why the original phone numbers before the area codes had 7 digits. It was the result of that research. There has been a ton of research about what you and I recall and remember. They did studies where they took hundreds of people into a darkened theater and showed them 15 commercials. Now you're in a dark theater, there's nobody around, you're staring at the screen, no distraction, you've been given $25 to watch these commercials. And what the test was to see how much of the commercial could be remembered. Now, you're in the dark theater, you're staring at the screen, and the minute the commercials are over, they start asking you questions. No lapse time, no life has gone on. No TV, no distractions, no kids. You watch the commercial. You know what they found out? Out of the 15 commercials, every single one of them was misunderstood by somebody, either the brand name, the slogan, or the product benefit, or the color. That's all they tested, four items. Name of product, slogan, product benefit, and the color. That's it. And what they found was that every single commercial was misunderstood by people who were staring at the commercials in a dark screening room. Every one of them. None of them by less than 50%. All of them were misunderstood, but none of them by less than 50% of the people in the room got it wrong. They got the color wrong, the brand name wrong, the product benefit wrong. Our memories are delicate. And everything that happens after an event interferes with our ability to remember the event. Everything that happens interferes with our ability to remember the event. When I was 3 years old, I saw a hand come out of the floor of our apartment. And I saw it again. And I said to my parents, a hand is coming out of the floor of the apartment. Now, as I tell you this story, I can see the hand. I can see it moving. I told my parents, who I was the first kid, so they took what I said very seriously. And my father said, where? And I showed him where. Well, there was no trap door. There was no little portal there. There was no hand coming out. It was a hardwood floor. But I saw it. And to this day, I have a vivid memory of that hand coming out of the floor. But in fact, it was impossible. There was no hand coming out of the floor. And it happened again. And when I tell you the story, my breathing quickens and my heart races because it was very real in my mind. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Walter M. Sterling live from my laundry room. We're actually almost done drying the kids' clothes. The reason the dryer is running while I'm on a network radio show is because the kids started late. They started doing their laundry late. And they all wanted very specific clothes for the week, very specific things they wanted. And the only time they could get the drying done was during my show. That's the virtue of being live from the laundry room. And all the grown-ups have gone to bed, haven't they? There's Keith Mortensen. He's driving his 18-wheeler right now. It's great to have you, Keith. I hope you're feeling better. Keith has lost a lot of weight. Congratulations, Keith, on all of that. And there's Neil Pohl, Judy Anderson, Dee Wells, Lee Herman, Frankie Reds, Robert Gaw, my favorite name ever, Marion Jewel Riley, Karen, Mr. Sneakers, Jason Harvey, Jay Jones. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to give you the secret message that you'll need to be able to decode your Midnight Misfit message, plus how to win the Missouri State Lottery, the thing you want to know most, how to win the Missouri State Lottery. That's coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday. Randy Blanks, James Bronson, welcome. Leonard Lyon, welcome, welcome. Judy DeSantis, Sterling on Sunday. Now, I am also very lucky to have Matt DeSantis, sound engineer, John Cole, brilliant, excellent phone screener. We don't screen out calls. We just make sure that you're sober. That's all we really want to know. And everybody who calls in tonight, you get to play a memory game. This situation with federal Judge Kavanaugh, being accused by somebody from high school of being sexually inappropriate with her. She's saying it absolutely happened. He's saying it absolutely did not. But what I think we just demonstrated about memory is I believe they're both telling the truth. I believe he believes nothing happened, and I believe she believes something happened. But just like when I was three and the hand came up through the floor, I'm damn sure it happened. But in fact, it could not have possibly happened. And then there are 40 deodorants on the shelf, but you and I, when prompted, can only name six or seven. Our memories are delicate and fragile and affected by every event that came after the thing we're trying to remember. It shapes it and changes it. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Coming up, I'm going to share with you what I steal, the crimes that I commit on a daily basis. And then I want to hear about yours.
Walter,
this is Sterling on Sunday.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
A court named Justice wants justice in an Oregon courtroom. On Monday, a judge is expected to rule if that horse can sue his former owner for pain and suffering. The Animal League Defense Fund is representing the horse. The group says animals should be able to sue if they are victims. Justice's lawyers are seeking $100,000 to cover medical costs for the rest of his life. The Animal Legal Defense Fund also says the horse was taken from his owner last year. He was found to be underweight and with numerous health issues.
Animals are victims of animal cruelty crimes, and the second is that victims of crime have a right to sue their abuser in civil court for damages, and no one has ever combined those principles before.
Justice now lives at a horse rescue center. His former owner was found guilty of first-degree animal neglect and was sentenced to 3 years probation.
888-688-WALT. Here we are going into the third shift at KXNT in Las Vegas, Real Talk 910 in San Francisco, and iHeart Station, ladies and gentlemen. That means that all you other iHeart stations, it's safe to take this show. And KUFO in Portland, Oregon, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. There's Mary. Mary, now our show is complete. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. How are you?
Hello. Hello. How are you doing? This is a case where I'm the landlord, not that I wanted to be, but I moved out of a little town, moved down, bought a new house, and had nothing but problems. And my sister said, move up this way next to us, which I bought it, and it sat vacant, because after I bought it, I couldn't get anybody to move. They wouldn't move. So I tried to rent it out for 1 year, and this is the story. I rented it out to five children and the husband and the wife. They brought two extra people. They were sitting out on the roof. They were riding a motorcycle all around. They tore down the back fence because he said he does that for a living, so he won't pay the rent. He'll put a new fence up. I said, no, you're not. Just leave it alone. The previous owners left a lot of wood in there. They were going to do work in the house. They took out all the wood and built themselves a boat up against the house and then spray painted it blue, which went all over the siding, which was tan. I mean, it was just like, and then he said to me, lower the rent. He wasn't even covering the mortgage. I just wanted to have somebody in there. And he said, well, my friend asked to have his rent lowered, and when he didn't get his way, he painted the interior black. So I didn't rent it out anymore after that.
Where in Jersey are you, Mary?
Well, right now I'm in Burlington County. And I could tell now, you that I don't want to get in trouble.
No, I
you know, I don't
No,
I don't
it's okay. That's a good story, but I have a question. I need you to validate something. I grew up in New Jersey, and the reason why the Me Too movement has me mystified is I grew up in New Jersey, and New Jersey, as best I can tell, is a matriarchy. Women are very much in charge. Whenever there was trouble in my house or the house of any of my friends, dad became unimportant, and mom was in charge. And I believe every Jersey woman knows somebody. They either know the Monsignor or the produce manager, who's by far the most powerful person in New Jersey, especially the ShopRite produce manager. And they know a guy, they know the maitre d' at the Italian restaurant, they know somebody who can handle things, they know the principal. Every Jersey mom knows somebody who can handle it. Is that a fair assessment, Mary?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know.
Thank you for your call, Mary. I appreciate the call. I really do. Thanks for listening on WPHT. 888-688-WALT. There's Gary Arnell, one of the great talk show hosts of our time.
The Sterling Express. Sterling calls you.
Gary Arnell, what's your story today, buddy?
Walter, here is my story today, and I can relate this to something that has happened year after year down the block from where I live right now. So the dateline for this story is Sandston, Virginia, more specifically Enrico County. Here's the story. A Virginia man says he erected an electrified fence to keep the kids waiting for the school bus off his property. He says he put the fence around his yard because he was tired of the kids trespassing and leaving trash on the property. He says they don't respect other people's land. I pick up trash every day. He had a no trespassing sign up for years. He said it didn't help. Local media says that when he put this electric fence up, which was not high voltage, but meant to scare the kids, Walter, he didn't even have a warning sign on the fence. Now, there's a guy down the block from the owner of this house, Byron Tucker, by the name of James Mefford. He owns a couple of houses in the neighborhood. He says he touched the fence and felt a, quote, slight shock. He understands the homeowner's concern. He just doesn't think that the other neighbors... that he, the homeowner, does not understand the concern about the other neighbors with their kids. Now, Enrico County Police say no charges have been filed. They contacted Public Works. Guess what? He put the fence up on county property, not even his own property. He said he took it down. He says he hopes he doesn't have to put it up again. But it is just amazing, Walter, because down the block from where I live, on a what I would call a semi-thoroughfare, it's a street where you know school buses are going to pick up kids. Well, there's a couple that owns a house on the corner, and they've been living there probably about 20 years. They knew when they bought the house that that was a school bus stop. How did they know that? Because they had two kids that went to the local school. When their kids were not in school anymore and my two girls went to the corner, they would sit out on the porch to watch my girls and the other kids on the corner, even, Walter, if their heel somehow made contact with their lawn, which was not the best groomed lawn in the neighborhood by far, they would start to become very controversial and yelling at these kids. It is absolutely amazing that this guy would put up an electric fence to keep the kids off the property. Now, my analogy, Walt, is like somebody who buys a house 10 miles from an airport, and all of a sudden they come to learn that they're in a flight path. 10 miles from the airport, 12 miles from the airport. The realtor didn't tell me, but the 42 times that you visited the house before you bought it, the jets were streaming overhead. So this guy says, well, I don't know. Now, maybe the kids will learn and they won't step on the lawn. They're going to step on the lawn. It is absolutely amazing. I think there's got to be a better way. I'm not quite sure. I can't even give this guy a solution to this. I'm not quite sure what the solution is to this, because the kids are going to step on the lawn. They shouldn't throw the trash. But putting up an electrified fence to keep the kids off the lawn, Walter.
And when you said he touched it, there was a tingle?
He said he felt, one of the guys in the neighborhood said that he felt let me quote here, a slight shock. And he says the homeowners are concerned because one of their kids could fall into the fence. We don't know what's going to happen. But he said he did feel a shock. And the parents are in, you know, they're in an uproar. And I think they're absolutely right. Again,
well, I think the mistake here is that they felt a slight shock. I think they should have felt a jolt that knocked them over and threw them off. Because, you see, I agree with this guy. If I could get away with it, if I wasn't married to sane people, and if I didn't have a very restrictive, humorless daughters, I would put up a fence like that. Because when we moved into the house we live in now a few months ago, there were people next door. Mm. And, Gary, you won't believe what they tried to do. They tried to engage me in a conversation. And I'm looking at them like, I'm not going to talk to you. I happen to live here, but I'm not going to talk to you. So I started to say, no English, no English.
Right.
And every time I see the neighbor, I go, no English. And then there are the neighbors on the other side that have the giant prison-like Klieg light that goes on every time a squirrel walks by at midnight, lighting up our entire second floor.
Yes.
Bright light. And what I did, based on listener suggestions, is I put mirrors in those windows for like two nights. And then my current, much younger, very beautiful, never-suffering wife spotted the mirrors. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you talking about? You can't put mirrors there. I said, but they're the job. She said, then leave them a note. I said, you leave them a note. And then we argued over who was going to leave a note, and they still don't have a note.
So, Walter, when you told your neighbor, no speak English, no speak English, and you do have this physical appearance of an Anglo-white Saxon, you know, Puritan American kind of guy, you tell your neighbor, no speak English. What's the neighbor's reaction when you tell that to the neighbor?
The truth is,
yeah,
I found out in that exchange that she, in fact, does not speak English.
Oh, great.
And she laughed in that nervous way that them foreigners laugh when they're not sure about what we're saying.
That's right. They have a
that very
kind
special
of laugh.
Nervous laugh. Now, here's a question I have for you. This is now we have a new segment on the show. This is crime.
In the justice system, there are two types of crime TV shows: major crimes involving murder, and minor crimes involving splendor. Sterling on Sunday, the serial, minor crimes.
I steal Splenda. If I steal it from church basements and from synagogue lobbies. I have pockets full of Splenda. I steal it from, if you have a restaurant and you have Splenda on the table, I will take the Splenda because I just think it costs too much at Walmart. I think Splenda's overpriced.
Okay,
so
let
I take
me
the
ask
Splenda.
You a real quick question here because I know we're up against the clock.
We're not up against the clock. What
oh,
are you,
so we're good?
Chris?
All right.
Who, Christine? I mean, we're not up. Why would you announce we're up?
You know, you're right about that.
Clock.
Because
are
you know,
crazy?
I'm a radio guy. I'm constantly
you're
looking
a radio
at
guy.
Seconds.
Yeah.
All right.
No, never tell the audience that.
No, I shouldn't. So I'm in Walmart, and I all of a sudden have become enamored with a type of apple called a Fuji apple. Mm. Now it's a little more expensive than your Macintosh or your Gala type apple, and I'm shopping with someone who says to me, and your splendid story reminded me of this. I'm shopping with somebody who says to me, I'm going to take the Fuji apples. This just happened today, by the way. And when I get up to the self checkout, I'm just going to put in that it is a Macintosh. Now, a lot cheaper per pound. I said to this individual, you do realize that if somebody is watching and they see that you put in a different type of apple than it is, as tempting as that is, Walter, that is shoplifting. Now, I'm not making an analogy to taking some Splenda from a restaurant or whatever, but is there an analogy? I don't know. I think I
did. You do it? Did you do this? Did you lie at the self checkout?
I don't know if I could be considered an accomplice or not. When we got up to the self scanners, I just handed the merchandise that was in the basket to the other person, and I let her deal with it.
You mean your wife?
Yes.
The other person. What, the accomplice?
The accomplice. Now, here's the thing. Was I an accomplice because I knew that she might do this?
Premeditation of the crime.
That's the deal, premeditation. But I wouldn't feel too lousy about the Splenda situation. But this was on a whole other level.
Well, but you didn't end it. What did you do with the apple? Did you, in fact, lie in the self-service line?
I handed her the apples. I didn't want to be any part of it, although I would have enjoyed the discount. And when she put them on the scale, I turned away to straighten out stuff that was in the wagon. An accomplice. I get it.
All right. So I'd like to know what, Gary and I would like to know what you steal, what crimes you commit on a daily basis. It's a little bit about sneaking through the stop sign or just running the stop sign when no one's around. I steal Splenda.
Yep.
If I see Splenda, I'm going to take it. If I'm in your home, and
you're
have
not
those,
tell me you're going to take it from my house.
No, but if I'm in your home and you have the good dishwasher pods, the expensive dishwasher pods, the silver ones or the platinum ones, I will pocket a few of those.
No way.
I will take a few from underneath your sink.
While you're in my house?
Yes. And I have also been guilty of the fact that in very lean times, when I've been in church or temple, and I've been in their kitchen, and the kitchens are always abundantly stocked, I have borrowed toilet paper. I have borrowed toilet paper from churches and from temples.
But let me just ask you one thing. If you were in that kind of condition and you were visiting my house, would you try to steal toilet paper from my house?
Too bulky. But that's why I'm going to steal the dish, the expensive fancy. If you have those cheap ones from Walmart, if you have the cheap house brand ones from Walgreens, I'm not going to steal that. But if it's the fancy ones with three different colors on the pod, I'm going to steal that. So I'd like to know what you'd steal. 888-688-WALT. Consider me like a priest. Everything you say here is protected. And I'm not advocating crime. I'm just sharing what I do. I'd like to know what you do. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I'm live on a Sunday night. Give me credit for that. This is Sterling on Sunday.
In the justice system, there are two types of crime TV shows. Major crimes involving murder and minor crimes involving splendor. Sterling on Sunday, the serial, Minor Crimes.
All right, there's Shannon McLeish working at the steel mill. Diane Strandberg, Charles King, Charlie Green, Jason Harvey, Jay Jones, George Miller, Anita Tyre, Jim Kelly in China, Stan Zietz, welcome. These are the Midnight Misfits. Gary Arnell has just confessed to sort of almost stealing apples at Walmart. Not really. He's actually blaming it on his wife. Is there anything else on a regular basis, any other crime on a regular basis that you commit, Gary Arnell?
Oh, boy. You know, I do... Similar to what you do with the Splenda, I will take some Sweet and Lows or Splendor, things like that, when I think I'm a little low in the house. But I'm very conflicted about it. Very conflicted about it. And then when I get home and I take like the 25 packs out of my pocket, I just wonder, how can a guy who goes on the air, who's supposed to extol all of this virtue, steal the Splenda, come home, take it out of my pocket, and put it on the table? So I'm wrestling with that. I have like an inner conflict about that. And that, there are other things, but I'm going to leave it as apples and Splenda. That's it.
I steal Splenda. If I'm in your house, and I see that you have the expensive dishwasher pods, the platinum ones, I will steal them. I have also stolen like an entire bottle of Tide, the expensive $20 bottles of Tide.
Oh, yeah.
I have made those disappear from people's houses as well. But in that case, it was a relative. I believe in family money. Like if you're a relative of mine and you have Tide, it's already my Tide. That's how I feel about it. If I'm in a situation, in a house where you have cats and I have a cat, can of cat food may disappear. I know this all sounds terrible, but the fact is sometimes I've been really poor, and this is how I fed my cat. What do you take? What minor crimes do you commit? And the number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, or I should translate it, 888-688-9258. I'm live on a Sunday night. Minor Crimes, Sterling on Sunday.
Walter M. Sterling.
888-688-WALT. There's A.J. Essington, Matt DeSantis, John Cole, the best crew in American radio. And you, 888-688-WALT. What do you steal? Your minor crimes. Minor crimes.
In the justice system, there are two types of crime TV shows. Major crimes involving murder and minor crimes involving splendor. Sterling on Sunday, the serial, Minor Crimes.
I steal Splenda, and if I'm in your house and you have the good dishwasher pods, those platinum ones, I some of those are going to disappear. Mark in Virginia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Mr. Walt, how are you, sir?
Mr. Mark, very excited to speak to you.
Right. I have my tin foil hat on tonight. So,
are you receiving any messages from anybody on Pluto?
No, but I'm getting messages from the Retail Association of America, because I only steal from retail stores.
Do you really? What do you steal? What do you steal?
I don't really steal. I go, like, in a public restroom, right? And I'll grab a bunch of toilet paper and I'll shove them in my pockets, you know what I mean?
Do you really?
And yeah, I do. And very occasionally, when I'm, like, short of funds, I might grab a bottle of wine or a bottle of beer from 7-Eleven or CVS, you know what I mean?
Have you been caught?
No way, I'm not. Well, I have been caught way back, like, 20 years ago, but...
But you got good at it. Now you're good at it.
Well, I'm not good at it. I worked retail. I worked at Walmart for, like, almost 5 years, and I knew how to spot the shoplifter. In fact, I've been chasing down shoplifters, you know what I mean?
Got it. Mark, thank you very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WALT. There's the legendary Billy from South Jersey. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Good morning, Mr. Walter.
Mr. Billy, how are your kids?
You know what, Walt? I was I'm a little disappointed. We were at a wedding 2 weekends ago, not this past weekend, and online you could see how attractive that other half that's attached to me, that lets me live with her and love her, and she was so obnoxiously gorgeous. Even Mr. Malloy commented on it, and I didn't get a like by you. So I'm waiting for your look and your like.
I don't.
But other
have
than that,
I haven't seen it. You're talking about Facebook. I haven't seen it yet.
Yes. And I'm telling you, she could trade up in a second. She could trade up any time she wants.
She could not get another man with a New Jersey State tattoo on his arm.
No, but she also has Maine. I think she told you that, because we vacation in Maine. She's been doing that since she's been born.
Right.
Same cabin every 2 weeks. Mm. So she has the same outline in a very better place, too.
Wow.
Maybe I'll post that picture later.
Much,
let you think about that.
Much later.
But,
much later, Billy. Yeah.
I steal all the mayo packets I can get from any fast food restaurant because it's just so much easier making a kid sandwiches for school and not dirtying a knife or a spoon. And it's and I don't know.
The mayo makes a lot of sense. Now, let me share with you a news story because there's a news hook to this. At the supermarket Giant Eagle, which is very big in Pittsburgh and the state of Ohio, a woman who worked behind the deli counter for 9 years was fired because she stole ham and sometimes salami. She stole about 8 or 9 slices a day, and they calculated that over a 9-year period, she stole about $9,000 worth of ham.
Well, that's not kosher.
They decided to fire her for this, and they're debating whether or not to convict her. I believe that everybody, especially people who work in food establishments, take some snacks. Every waiter takes some snacks. Every bartender takes a drink. Every disc jockey takes some CDs. I believe in every business you get a spiff, and in her case, she was stealing, you know, 2 or 3 slices of ham a day.
It's called industrial theft. Industrial theft. When you steal where you can't really market it, but you steal from work, it's called industrial theft.
And Giant Eagle is like Acme, or Kroger's, depending on where you live. It's like Acme or Kroger's. It's not like ShopRite or Heinen's. It's like Acme or Kroger's. And she's been working there 9 years. If you've been working behind the deli counter of an Acme or a Kroger's or a Giant Eagle, and you take a couple slices of ham and salami a day, congratulations, you're a great employee. Would you have
and
her convicted? Would you take her to court?
No, I wouldn't. But can I ask you something for all your radio people out there? Could you say this for me, and I want you to ask your radio people that you're friends with to say, I washed my Irish wristwatch. I want to hear them say that on air.
I washed my Irish wristwatch.
Yes.
Thank you, Billy. Thanks for calling Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WALT. Would you convict this woman? This woman worked behind the counter at a Giant Eagle in Ohio every day for 9 years. And they spotted the fact that she was consuming, you know, 9 to 11 slices of salami a day, or ham. Now, they fired her for this, because after 9 years, they said, well, she ate about $9,000 worth of salami or ham. And they're debating whether or not to take her to court and have her tried for theft. I say, no, you don't do that. By the way, where's your security? It took you 9 years to spot this. And what kind of security is this? Is what you've got to worry about? You don't worry about this. This is nothing to be concerned with. But it led me to think that, you know what? Everybody in any job takes something. I have taken Splenda. I have taken the dishwasher pods out of the company kitchen. And once or twice, I have borrowed a ream of paper under the notion that it's all going to be used for work anyway. I'm just going to be working at home. It's all for the benefit of the radio company at home.
In the justice system, there are two types of crime TV shows. Major crimes involving murder and minor crimes involving Splenda. Sterling on Sunday, the serial, Minor Crimes.
888-688-WALT. I am live on a Sunday night. Everybody who calls in gets to guess the mystery voice.
You know what, though? You know what my wife doesn't realize, though? Is that she calls me Mama, too.
And you could win a prize announcement. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. The other thing that's shocking is the fact that you want to stop any party, any dinner. This is true. 50% of the public school classrooms are not air-conditioned. Your bar, every bar in America is air-conditioned, but 50% of the school classrooms and public schools are not air-conditioned. Here's why.
And now, the Sterling on Sunday show, Graham, presents a unique time killer. Secret recordings of the local school board.
The parents are getting angry that every classroom isn't air-conditioned.
But why should we use tax dollars to air-condition classrooms? Eighth graders can't vote, and I need that money.
What do you need the money for?
I need it for deck wash for my boat and a pool boy for my yard.
A pool boy? I didn't know you were Catholic.
Hey, who said anything about being Catholic?
Next time on Secret School Board Meetings.
Make sure the vending machines in the cafeteria are always jammed, and bring the lost coins to me late at night so I can hand them to my pool boy.
Secret School Board Meetings is not meant to be funny. Take it easy. It is not associated with the usual edition or sweetheart soap. And be sure to download Sterling's podcast, Midnight Misfits, from the iHeart app. And we are not happy with lesbians in space.
I'm Walter Sterling, live from the laundry room. All the grown-ups have gone to bed. That means I get to tell you my stories, and you get to tell me yours. Jay in Chicago, listening on WLS. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hi. Is your radio off,
yes,
please,
okay.
God?
It is off. Yes, sir. So anyway, what I used to steal is, I used to steal the towels from Lifetime Fitness. You know how they have the complimentary towels and you go work out over there? I used to steal them so I could use them at the Planet Fitness that does not provide towels.
Very resourceful. So you stole towels.
Yes.
Now, how did you feel when you stole towels? How did you feel?
Well, the only reason why I had that Lifetime thing was because I wanted to play racquetball, which is not a cheap sport to play. But
nope.
It was more economical if you paid the monthly fee to have Lifetime, which was a nicer club, so you'd have access to the courts. Right? So it was like 70 a month. I guess I felt like I was saving money because I even those towels, they come in handy. My mom used to take them because they're cheap, and she used to use them for things around the house.
How do you feel about the fact that if I'm in your house, I'm going to steal the dishwasher pods?
I'd probably laugh. If you were to steal the dishwasher pods, I've never done that.
Are you listening on WLS?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
I can try to take a shot at it.
You know what, though? You know what my wife doesn't realize, though? Is that she calls me Mama, too.
Who do you think that is?
I have no idea. It might possibly be someone before my time.
Oh, no. It's somebody very, very current. But thank you very much for your call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. A woman who works behind the deli at Giant Eagle in Ohio, terrible place. Everybody's obese in Ohio. It's a radio fact. All these fat people in Ohio. She would eat two or three slices of ham a day, a couple slices of salami. After like 9 years, they figured out she had stolen about $9,000 worth of salami and ham. And they're debating whether or not to take her to court. I say no. But that got me to thinking, what do I steal? I steal paper for the printer. I steal the dishwasher pods. And I steal Splenda. Kathleen in Pennsylvania, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Yes, sir. I live close to a few Giant Eagles. And there's this one case that a man was actually put on the ground by police officers. And I don't know what they accused him of, but he said that he sued Giant Eagle, and he has enough money that he can live for a long, long time without ever having to work again because they assaulted him and he did nothing. And then out where I live, I allege they're racially profiling African-Americans. The Giant Eagle, there's a hippie kind of guy who's a security guard, and I've watched three incidents where I said, this is not right. I'm a paralegal. I'm a trained paralegal. And I have a degree in human resources management, and I've witnessed this. And I refuse to go into a Giant Eagle because I've had three incidents there myself. I was bitten by a cat, and I was there, and the guy threw me out because I was really upset because my hand was all swollen up, and I was trying to get some antiseptic to fix it. Another time I was there, and I had a discussion with the manager, and he told me never to come back. And then in May 21st, I had an incident with a woman. I was just shopping around. I was buying some newspaper. I had been to Walmart shopping, and I came to that store, and she kind of swooped down on me. The manager there swooped down on me, and I said, I haven't bought anything yet. I just got here. I got this stuff at Walmart. I'm just shopping around. I just got here. I'm looking at the newspapers. I told them, I'm going to file a civil action against you for this. Now, this is Giant Eagle. And I had an incident at the Giant Eagle, the same Giant Eagle where the man was put on the ground, where I didn't get my stuff. They charge me for it. They get distracted. They don't give you your stuff. So I refuse to shop at Giant Eagle.
I appreciate that, Kathleen. I appreciate that. In my experience, the Giant Eagles that I know, they're sort of like Acme's in 1968. There's sort of those stick your feet on the floor supermarkets where I'd be very nervous about buying meat or fish. That's my opinion. Thank you very much for your call. 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday. Dan in Pennsylvania, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that I have never stolen from a friend or someone's house. I have taken stuff from factories and any working person, I have never taken anything from. If I needed something to feed my dog or my cat, I would ask, and they always would give me what I needed.
Well, Dan, you're a better person than I am. I appreciate your call. 888-688-WALT. See, I don't trust my friends, and I certainly not my relatives, to give me a damn thing. My friends, they'll usually give me, you know, if I need dishwasher detergent. But I remember, that's right, I was with my mother-in-law in a vacation home, and I went to take some of those dishwasher pods, and she started counting them out like it was Percocet. I mean, my God. 888-688-WALT. We have much to talk about. I'm going to tell you, I've got a story. I've been meaning to tell you this all night. I've got a story to tell you of the most shocking radio station promotion I have ever heard in just seconds.
In the justice system, there are two types of crime TV shows. Major crimes involving murder and minor crimes involving Splenda. Sterling on Sunday, the serial, minor crimes.
Coming up in just seconds, we've got the secret decoder message. If you have your Midnight Misfit decoder card, you'll be able to decipher the message in just seconds, Sterling, on Sunday. You get your card at waltermsterling.com. It's free. You can download it right now and be able to decipher this message. Here's this week's message. You have to decipher this. The number 7, the letter N as in Nancy, Z, the letter N, Z, M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, 7, W. I'll repeat it once more. 7, N, Z, N, Z, M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, 7, W. You get it at waltermsterling.com.
Get your Midnight Misfit decoder card for free right now at the website waltermsterling.com and listen again for this mysterious music.
Jay, you're on Sterling on Sunday. Welcome. Hi, Jay, in Colorado.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I heard you talking about theft at work and things like that. But I think it's a little known fact that within the government code, the federal code, federal employees can actually use a little bit of federal resources for personal use, i.e. paper, ink, and things like that, phone calls. I think it would be a good approach for most companies to assume that that's happening.
Well, yes, Jay. But based on every politician I've ever known, they're all a bunch of crooks. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Let me tell you about the most shocking and horrible radio station promotion I have ever heard. This weekend, at a place that will go anonymous, they actually did a live remote broadcast with a big disc jockey from a sewage treatment plant, including such things as come and make slime at the sewage treatment plant and take a tour of a virtual sewer. Okay, sometimes the general manager has to just say no to the sales manager. Sometimes they just have to. Once a salesman walked into my office at a radio station, put a box of bullets on my desk and said, okay, they want to run a schedule for this box of bullets and do a promotion. And I'm like, no, I'm Walter M. Sterling. The best gift you can give me is a request for help.
Walter M. Sterling.